In today's message, I will be speaking about Noah, the character that Noah had, how Noah was courageous and bold and faithful at all times, how Noah took specific specifications to build an ark in a place where there was no rain, no water. That really got to me. I'm going to start off with Genesis 6, verse 8 and 9. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people in his time, and he walked with God. Noah was a blameless man. From Noah, we can learn that it is possible to be blameless in today's society. It is possible to be without blame and still live in this world today, to be able to go to work, to be able to go to school, to be able to hang out with your friends. We can also learn that it is possible to be faithful and pleasing to God, even in the midst of this corruption. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to know God. God blessed and served Noah, as God will bless and serve the ones that search for him. God asked Noah to build an ark in the middle of the desert. Ask Noah to build a boat where there is no rain, no water. Now, that is a tall order to ask of somebody, especially in the specifications that God asked. To build something where something will not be needed takes a lot of faith. To do something in that specific amount of work, in that specific time frame, it is something quite marvelous. God asked Noah to build an ark. An ark in Hebrew also means a vessel. It is also noticed and talked about of the basket that Moses was put in, the baby Moses. Now, in Hebrews 11:7, suggests that the ark is a type of a prophetic symbol of Christ, that the one who came here to save us, to save the ones that trust in him. Noah was a faithful man. God gave exact specifications on what was expected of Noah and how to build that ark. Genesis 6, 14 and 16 tells the exact specifications. We've all read it. We've all gone through it. Some people even try to measure it and see exactly what it looked like. Now, I thought about this. Now, these are rules that somebody has given to another person, what kind of faith it takes to actually follow those rules to a T. So I remember back in the day, when I was a little kid, my mom used to give me $10 and say, go to the store, buy some bread, and come back with change. Well, yeah, that was the plan. But was that executed like that? No. I saw my friends, bought a candy bar, a soda, played some video games, and came back with half a eaten bread. Now, did Noah build an ark like that? No. Noah was faithful. Noah listened. Something I myself, as a Romanian especially, have a problem with. Yeah, I can listen as long as I can interrupt halfway through and say something. I'm a great listener once I can talk back. But can I not talk back and listen? Now that's a tall order. My faith is not yet that strong. Our call to serve is not a one-time call. It's a lifetime of commitment, of trial and error. Don't get discouraged if you stumble and fall. A great man at once asked me, Mike, what's the difference between a boy and a man? I said, I don't know. He says, a boy cries and asks for his mommy when he stumbles and falls, as a man stands up, brushes himself off, and keeps walking. So in this faith, we should all be men and grown women. When we do stumble and fall, to brush ourselves off, repent, and keep walking forward. Genesis 6, 22, I'm going to read that for a second. It's a short verse. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. It's a short and very powerful verse. Because like I just said 20 seconds ago, I couldn't even follow simple directions with a $10 bill to go buy a $2 bread. And this man built an ark to start a nation. this man build an ark to save a nation. Now that's a tall order. It is because of God's covenant and commitment to his people that he sent his only son to save us, to be our savior. That is our vessel. We should trust in him and let him save us. Just as Noah trusted in the ark and in the way God told him to do the ark, as shall we trust in Jesus that he is our here to save us. Faithfulness is not only an attribute of God, but also one that is highly exalted in the scriptures. In closing, we should learn from Noah. We should learn about his faithfulness, how he follows directions. Very important, something a lot of us struggle with. I know I do. Something that sometimes is hard to just swallow and say, okay, I will build this ark, even though there is no water, there's no rain, there's nothing but sand. Yes, God, I will faithfully trust in you and walk your path, even though what you're telling me, I think it's impossible. Everything could be impossible in the eye of man, but nothing is impossible in the eye of God. So we should trust in him. We should trust in the ark that can and will save us for those who search for him. That without faith, it is impossible to know God. That and without a faithful walk, it is impossible to please God. So let's learn from Noah and listen without back-talking. Listen without being against it. Let's have faith in the impossible and trust in the ark that is here to save us. Amen.